Very good morning to you, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, very good, mate. How are you doing? All right?
I'm very well. Not bad at this time of the morning.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Now, let's have a chat to you about your book. Your book's out and about now, All Memories Great and Small. It's a celebration of James Herriot, this one. Tell us how it all came about.
Well, my wife and I went for a trip up to the Yorkshire Dales and just fell in love with the area and the scenery, and we'd got a box set for Christmas and thought, well, we'll go and have a look around. And first of all, discovered that you can actually stay in the Skeldale House in Askrigg, which was used as the surgery in the series. So that was sort of tick number one. And then we went to the World of James Herriot Museum in Fersk, and they'd just unveiled this beautiful bronze statue of Alf White, the real James Herriot, and it was coming up to the centenary celebrations. And I naturally wanted to buy a book about the series to have a read, and then discovered that there wasn't one in the shop, and there never had been one. So I thought I'd have a go at doing one. I'd just tracked down the surviving cast and crew for Dixon and Doc Green on DVD, so I had a bit between my teeth from doing that. And I thought, well, maybe I could do it with All Creatures. And thankfully, everyone said yes, and I ended up chatting to 60 cast and crew.
Wow. Okay. Because I mean, it ran for such a long time, and it's certainly part of my childhood. Sort of growing up, and I always remember on a Sunday night having a bath, and then an All Creatures Great and Small would be on.
Yeah, it's just happy viewing. I think it's a really heartwarming show, and I mean, I came to it obviously a lot later. Although I do remember the last episode, I can still hear my mum laughing as Peter Davison was pulled up a rope when he was trying to impress someone bell ringing, and he gets caught and he goes up and then lands clumsily on the floor with a black eye. And I can hear mum laughing at that now. And so it was lovely to discover it again. And then because the show is set in the past, and obviously the books are set in the past, they'll never date really, because the presentation of how they were made obviously is a period piece. So it's quite nice now, in a nostalgic way, to look back to something that was already looking back at something nostalgic. But as everyone, you know, explained to me, whilst it was great fun making the series, you know, the times in which, you know, the series was set, the books were written, you know, they were hard times for farmers in the freezing cold, and obviously, you know, diseases with animals and sheep getting, you know, killed by, you know, crazy dogs out in the snow, you know. And so, you know, whilst it's a rose-tinted look at that time, it was quite hard as well. But not so hard for the guys making it. They were a very happy band of people, and that's what's come across in all the interviews, that they, all the cast and crew, all got on and really enjoyed making this series. And I think that's probably why it lasted as long as it is, because they were all happy making it, and it shows on screen.
And it certainly, I mean, for some of the cast, I mean, it made household names of Christopher Timothy, Peter Davison, and Robert Hardy was famous probably before that. But, you know, they certainly became household names during 90 episodes. I don't remember it being that long.
Yeah, it did three series, and then, you know, they'd done all the books by the end of the third series, and that was that. And then Bill Sellers, a producer who's 90 and still going strong, bless him, who I've interviewed, he explained that he persuaded Alf White that, you know, if he had any short stories or notes left over that they hadn't adapted, they could use those as a base to create new stories that would be faithful to his original ones. And they ended up doing four more series of that. And you had guys like Johnny Byrne and Brian Finch and Terry Hodgkinson, really, really some of our best writers in this country. And, you know, guys like Michael Russell and Roger Davenport have gone to, you know, do A Touch of Frost and Midsummer Murders, you know, all the sort of the classics of later years. These guys all cut their teeth on All Creatures. So I think the stories really stand up, and they've just started being repeated on the Drama Channel, which is quite serendipitous, really. Because I've had people tweet to say that they're watching the repeats and then diving into the book, because each episode has its own memories from someone who made it, either behind the scenes, someone who's a designer or worked on the set or made the costumes and makeup, or a guest actor who might have only done two episodes, but they've got really vivid memories. And then the regular cast are scattered throughout. And normally having anecdotes from the evenings after the filming, you know, Carol Drinkwater getting locked out of her hotel room and having a choice of either spending the night in Robert Hardy's bedroom or the director's bedroom, you know, sort of topping and tailing or sleeping on the floor sort of thing. And then she went with the director, and of course the next day everyone was rumour mongering that Carol had spent the night with the director, which not in that way, you know, but so there's lots of anecdotes like that which they've enjoyed recounting. And I got to meet them all in October for the gala dinner in celebration of James Herriot, of Alf White, of the man, and his daughter Rosie's written the foreword for the book, and she sort of announced it at the gala dinner, and all the cast were all reunited. That was a cracking evening, and it's nice to see what it means to people. You know, there are people who come from Ireland. One gentleman came from Japan just to come over and meet these guys. You know, they've grown up loving these books. It's. I think you guys should all be very proud of James Herriot. I think it's fantastic.
It certainly is, and it's a fantastic heritage for Yorkshire. And if people want to, buy the book, they can do that now. And they can also meet yourself, and there's a signing happening up in North Allerton, I believe, at the end of January.
That's right. On January 21st, I'll be there with Rosie Page, Alf White's daughter, and Ali Lewis, who played her in the last series, played Rosie. The three of us will be there, North Allerton Waterstones, between 12 and 1. And then I'll be popping down to the World of James Herriot Museum in Fersk. And those guys are brilliant, Ian Ashton and all the volunteers. They're keeping James Herriot alive. And hopefully for new generations, not just to read my book, but to actually to find out the world of James Herriot now. You know, there's probably a generation that have missed those stories. And so it would be terrific for them to start enjoying them as well. Because they're still great fun. They're a wonderful read.
The book is out right now. It's called All Memories Great and Small. Oliver Crocker, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Such a pleasure, Darren. Thank you. And everyone have a lovely day.